today we'd like to see the title of In Trouble in Psalm chapter 31, verses 1 to 24. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 5, into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. What does the phrase of into your hand I commit my spirit mean? Question 2, in verse 10, for my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. What does the phrase of my bones waste away mean? Last question 3, in verse 15. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. What does the phrase of my times are in your hands mean? In order to understand chapter 31, we want to see background, declaration of this Psalm 31 to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. So David made this Psalm in times of trouble to the chief musician for God with melody. The nature of trouble is likely, verse 13, for I hear the slander of many, fear is on every side, while they take counsel together against me, they scheme to take away my life. So many people made bad words against David. So many people give fear to David. Also, they made a conspiracy against David to kill him. That's a trouble, trouble's nature. Next question, what historical event? Many biblical scholars probably in his third son, Absalom's rebellion against David's throne. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 7 to 12. Now it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said to the king, Absalom the third king, son of David, please let me go to Hebron and pay the vow which I made to the Lord. For your servant took a vow while I dwelt at Geshur in Syria, saying, if the Lord indeed brings me back to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. And the King David said to him, go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. So Absalom arose and went to Hebron. Then Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reigns in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men invited from Jerusalem, and they went along innocently and did not know anything. Then Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, from Gilor. While he offered the sacrifices, and the conspiracy grew strong, for the people with Absalom continually increased in number. So Absalom brought many followers against David. So Absalom invaded in Jerusalem. David ran away from Jerusalem. So during that turmoil, that trouble, David made this psalm to the Lord through a chief musician. First one, in you, in God, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. So when we put our trust in the Lord, we will not be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness, depending upon the righteous character of God. David made supplications to deliver him. Because God is righteous, God loves to deliver his children righteously. Bow down your ear to me. Listen to me. Deliver me speedily. So speedily indicating urgent situation. So David asked God to deliver him speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me, for you are my rock, my fortress. So secure the refuge and defense is God. You are my rock, which meaning God is my secure refuge and defense. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Let God direct me, not let God help the direction which I made. So let God lead me, guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. So Absalom, from beginning, lied to his father David, I want to do my business in Hebron. But in fact, Absalom prepared for rebellion against his father secretly. Lay it for me, for you are my strength. Again, God is my strength. God is secured defense, refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. What does this phrase mean? I put my full trust in God, my absolute trust in God, nothing else above God, such as wealth, power, glory, family members, and so on. One example, Jesus also cited this verse, in your hand I commit my spirit. Luke chapter 23, verse 46. When Jesus had cried out with a loud voice on the cross, Jesus said, Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. So this means Jesus absolutely surrendered himself to the Lord. Then book of Acts chapter 7, verse 59, Stephen 2. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit, pass from his earthly care to his eternal care, showing Stephen full trust in God, absolute trust in God. Then you have redeemed me, delivered from the trouble, save me, O Lord God of truth. Often we use redeem, save me eternally, but here David used redeem, meaning redeemed David from the present trouble. God of truth, only Yahweh God is true, but all the other gods are lying vanity or useless idols. Verse 6, I have hated those who regard useless idols or lying vanity other than God Yahweh. But contrast, I trust in the Lord. Verse 7, useless idols, lying vanity, gods other than Yahweh God. Jonah chapter 2, verse 8, those who regard worthless idols or observable lying vanities forsake their own mercy. So because they experience lying vanities or worthless idols, they forsake God's mercy, the mercy given by God Yahweh. So forsake their own mercy from God Yahweh. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 4. Do not trust in these lying words in the context which a false prophet just say in their hearts far from God, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. So, by contrast, David said, I trust in the Lord, verse 6. No matter what circumstance is, I trust in the Lord. Wise hearts. Verse 7, I will be glad. Now, consequently, no matter what circumstance, even evil, outcome is not sure, but then consequence, I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy because you have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversity and have not shut me up into the hands of the enemies. You have set my feet in a wide place. God enlarged my border, my reigning territory. David should use whatever given by God for his glory. Then verse 9, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eyes waste away with grief, the nature of trouble. Yes, my soul and my body. Verse 10, for my life is spent with grief. David's feeling, likely his whole life spent with grief. It is expression of his feeling of grief in trouble, even if obviously his whole life is not in grief. And my years with sighing, my strength fails because of my iniquity or my sin, and my bones waste away. Unconfessed sin or unforgiven sin, a hidden sin, affects a physical body. Psalm chapter 32, verse 3, when I kept silent, so I didn't confess my sin to the Lord, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For example, David committed adultery with Bathsheba, but that times his sin impact his physical bodies. Likewise, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you confess our sin, so our sins will be forgiven, also cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So David confessed his sin adultery with Bathsheba through Nathan to God. That sin was forgiven, but Nathan delivered the gossip prophecy, so the sword will not depart from David's house. So according to God's prophecy, so the sword through Absalom appeared now. Verse 11, I am a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and am repulsive to my acquaintances. Acquaintances meaning known people, such as family members. Those who see me outside flee from me. David was rejected and refused by everybody, including family members, such as Absalom, George's son. Verse 12, I am forgotten like a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. They disregarded David like a dead man, or a broken vessel, useless vessel. Verse 13, for I hear the slander of many, slander meaning oral defamatory word of many, fear is on every side, while they take a counsel together against me, conspiracy to kill me, David in trouble, they scheme to take away my life. Verse 14, again, contrast, but as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. David trust overcame the trouble in verse 13. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. What does it mean? Although the present circumstance is miserable and its outcome is not known, David says so, my times are in your hand, which means as long as God has a purpose or a plan for my life, God will sustain me. If the purpose or plan for my life is fulfilled, God will deliver me to go home, eternal home. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from those who persecute me. So still, many Christians are being persecuted all over the world today. We are praying requests almost every day on the internet too. Verse 16, make your face shine upon your servant. This is God's face shine upon me, which means God's mercy, God's grace, God's various characters given to me. Save me for your mercy's sake. Deliver me from the present trouble. Verse 17, do not let me be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked people be ashamed. Let them, the wicked people, be silent in the grave, which means the wicked people die. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speaks insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous people. Insolent meaning arrogant things. Like Absalom's followers, rebels against David's followers. Verse 19, oh, how great is your goodness. So how great your goodness, immeasurable. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen human eyes, nor ear heard, human ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So God's goodness is beyond our human imagination, human touching. How great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, holy fear of God, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of man, in the presence of the children of God. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. You shall hide the children of God in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of man, you shall keep them secretly in a pavilion in big tent. From the strife of the tongues, blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Verse 22, for I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Here, David's word, hasty word. Hasty word often makes a mistake. James chapter 1, verse 19, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, speedy to hear, slow to speak, not haste, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Job chapter 1, verse 22, in all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. Psalm chapter 1, 16, verse 11, David said, I said in my haste, haste word again, all men are liars. So there is a mistake here. God has cut off me. I am cut off from your eyes, from before your eyes, before God's eyes. So David charged God wrongfully to cut off him based upon haste word. Nevertheless, here contrast, nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications when I cried out to you. Verse 23 and 24, exhortation to all children of God. All love the Lord, all you his saints. For the Lord preserves the faithful children and fully repays the proud person. God takes care of the proud person, which means God resists them, him, resists him. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord, to hope in the Lord, not in anything else. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope. Lord Jesus Christ himself, our hope. Let's see each question. Question 1, verse 5, into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. What does the phrase of into your hand I commit my spirit mean? Full trust in God, or absolute trust in God. Question 2, in verse 10, for my life is spent with grief, and my years with shahing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. What does the phrase of my bones waste away mean? Unconfessed sin effects on physical body, so my bones waste away. Question 3, in verse 15, my times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. What does the phrase of my times are in your hands mean? As long as God has a purpose or a plan in my life, for my life, God will sustain me. If the purpose or plan for my life is fulfilled, God will lead me to eternal home. Let's sing song all together on bulletin. The song number, Blue Book, page 36, number 6.